This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Oh, man. Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Jimmy Carter suffered a broken hip. Did you guys know about that? I wasn't on social media to the degree that I should have been, and I found out about this on social media. Going to talk about that. Not good. Broken hips. Sometimes, lead to an accelerated mortality. We got to talk about that. We have more fights and controversy over facial recognition. In fact, San Francisco is going to ban facial recognition technology. I see the pendulum swinging, but unfortunately swinging back, because I think, this is my prediction, we're going to have a government one day that is going to make us all, I don't know if it's going to be Ready Player One-ish, or I'm not exactly sure, but where they really computerally own us. But San Francisco, very interesting, is pushing back. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how maybe our gut bacteria have something to do with autism. We also have this fungus, aspergillosis, that we need to talk about, as it's unfortunately taking over some people who have the flu. And we have some of you guys that have face tattoos. I don't know why you're getting face tattoos. You can get tattoos in areas that you can hide, show off when you want to. Apparently we have facial tattoo regret. We got this E. coli outbreak now affecting 10 states, sickening over 200 people, not going away. Then we got a woman who almost lost custody over her baby because she ate a poppy seed bagel and tested positive for opiates. I can't make this stuff up. Not really sure what's going on. Eat a poppy seed bagel. All right. And we got me losing my voice. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. And, of course, any breaking news, any much more exciting news than the poppy seed bagel woman almost losing her baby story, trust me, I'm going to bring it to you. I want to apologize. My voice is almost gone. And I just have to say, I got to do a shout-out. Got to do a shout-out to my baby doctors that are all grown up and now officially doctors. We got, like, a new set of doctors that are probably the best I have ever seen. Any one of them could take care of me. And they haven't even started residency. That's how much I love them. And so I had the honor of hooding a whole bunch of them at graduation. Hooding is kind of like, the you know, when you knight somebody, you know, into your field, you put this hood on. I'm not really too sure about, you know, when the hoods came on. You wear this gown when you graduate. And then when you, after you go to college, I guess you get a hood. And it's satiny and it's kind of felty. It's really, really pretty. And it's really nice because some of these graduations go on for hours. And so you need something to put your head on. Although I didn't have one of those to put my head on, but the students did, which is good. And so when somebody graduates, maybe a family member who's a doctor or a doctor professional or somebody or your mentor gets to induct you into the field of medicine. And so you go up there and then you put this hood on them. And if they're tall, they need to kind of lean down a little bit. They need to squat a little bit. Something I couldn't do with my knees, right? Although I did. I could do it in my 20s. I couldn't really do it now. Now I'd be like, okay, you know what? Here, just take a step stool. And you put the hood on, right? And then, you know, you're supposed to kind of let them go, smack them in the butt, whatever, you know, whatever. But, of course, I had to hug them because they were my babies. And, you know, seeing so many of them who worked their butts off, you know, and made it is just absolutely remarkable. But, you know, a lot of you guys are now in graduation season. And many of you are like, okay, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Because it's like 4 or 5 hours. Well, yeah. And graduation has to be. You know, the way graduations are done is it's a culmination, right, of a year, even though for the students it's like 4 years, whether you're in college, high school, medical school, for some people even longer, right? Some college 5, 6, okay? But for the university, it's a, you know, a culmination of the year and their chance to talk to their parents. You know, and me with my marketing background, there's a lot you could do, okay? There's a lot you could do to market to, you know, parents and let them and put your footprint, right, in that city of what you do and what you're about. And one thing that was really, really cool is this was at Toro, University of Nevada, Toro, and they had Holocaust survivors. And they had a whole bunch of Holocaust survivors that they basically gave honorary degrees to. Very, very cool. I guess a tradition that started in Harvard. And so one of the Holocaust survivors was 99 years old. And he got up there. Oh, he was spunky as anything. I mean, he did a better speech than, you know, I've been to tons of graduations than, you know, people half his age. And you saw these Holocaust survivors, and many of them still very, very active and walking around, some in wheelchairs or whatever, and get their honorary degree. Very, 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 very cool. And so I got to give a shout out to Toro because that was a phenomenal, phenomenal graduation. And, you know, to kind of support, you know, those who are forgotten. I mean, the Holocaust happened decades ago. I mean, I'm Jewish, so I remember because, you know, we, you know, are missing the family and you see pictures of our family that were killed. But, you know, the average young person, the Holocaust is just something kind of like Titanic. You know, yeah, it happened in the past, but it was black and white and it's old school. And, you know, it's really, really real when you see people who were in concentration camps or had to flee that were there. So very, very cool. So, you know, for any of you schools out there doing a graduation, you know, one, don't forget to, like, thank everybody, you know, that, you know, staff, everybody that, you know, put, you know, time and effort into those students. But also, you know, remind parents, you know, who you are and why your university deserves to be a university. And something like that was really, really cool yesterday. Really, really cool. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Zoe's show. Can you imagine eating a bagel and failing your drug test? It's true. You can. Bagel last night, but I don't eat poppy seed bagels because they get stuck in your teeth, little poppies. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Can you imagine if Jason didn't pass the drug test? I know the show might even be better. Who knows? But no, thanks. Thanks to everybody at GCN for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, as a mom, you know, you really don't want to, you know, lose your baby, especially if you just gave birth, and you're trying to heal from your episiotomy. Well, apparently there's a woman that's hitting the news, right, Fox News, less than 24 hours after giving birth, the baby was taken away from her because she tested positive for opiates. Elizabeth Dominguez, 29-year-old from Tonawanda, said that she went into labor at Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center around 2 weeks ago. She was asked to provide a urine sample. That kind of spooked her. She did a urine test, and it came back positive for opiates. She called my husband freaking out, saying, how is this possible? I don't do drugs. When her husband asked what she had eaten, she recalled she had a poppy seed bagel and a sub sandwich. He told me it must be from the bagel. Now, when Dominguez gave birth, she said her baby tested negative for opiates. The hospital still monitored the infant and, per protocol, reportedly contacted Child Protective Services. Oh, my gosh. That's a nightmare. I mean, you know, I don't know if any of you guys have given birth, but let me just tell you, when you have that baby, you know, once you're able to walk, right, and not hemorrhage anymore, because, boy, I mean, we're talking Niagara Falls. I should have given birth at Niagara Falls, honestly. But once you're done bleeding, you want to get that lab, you want to go home. I remember my doctor had to be to church, and I understood that, and she's like, you know, all right, so, you know, do you want to rest up? I go, no, I don't want to rest up. Kim, before you go to church, you discharge me. I want to go home. I got another baby at home. I got to go. Let me go. And so she came, and she let me go, which is really, really cool. But also, you know, what you do is you drive the hospital crazy. I love the nurses. I was really cool to the nurses. But if you ever want to get out of the hospital early, be a pain in the butt. I hate to say that as a doctor because I don't want you guys harassing anybody. I don't want you harassing staff or whatever. But the less people like you, the quicker you seem to get out of there. It's just one of those things. Right? It's like, let's say you're in a long line. My husband does this. There's a long line, right? Or there's a wait. So, he just kind of, you know, paces a little bit and makes everybody know that he's there. So, like, oh, you know what, sir? We'll get you a table soon. Oh, okay. Well, that was nice. I didn't expect that. I'm like, yeah, come on. You were, like, driving him crazy, pacing up and down the place. So it's like a little trick. But anyway, Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment. But hospital reports later show that the mother tested positive because of the bagel. In less than 24 hours, she was reunited with her baby. She said, I felt absolutely horrible. I felt like a terrible mom leaving him. I just want everyone to know that this could happen. It's such a terrible thing, and I don't want it to happen to anyone. Now, the Federal Institute for Risk Assessment has said that until food manufacturers reduce morphine levels in poppy seeds, excessive consumption, particularly during pregnancy, is advised against. I don't know if they dangled a proposition there. So why are poppy seeds, right? I mean, why are poppy seeds a source of opium? Well, that's why. They don't contain morphine. According to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, the USADA, they said the seeds can become coated or absorb opium extract during harvesting. Now, opium is the milky substance that is extracted along with the poppy seeds from the seed pod of the opium poppy after all the petals have fallen off. So there's not like a poppy plant. It's opium, and they take the seeds. I mean, so it's coming from an opium plant. I don't know why everybody is so shocked, but, oh, my gosh, you know, I had a bagel, and now I'm going to, what you have on your bagel came from an opium plant. Why is everybody so shocked that you might test positive for a opiate? I don't like poppy seed bagels. I don't like the taste of poppy seeds, but, you know, maybe I would feel better if, you know, I do get some arthritis every now and then, cramps. Anyway, so that's what happens. The poppy seeds are not immune to some of that opium milk. And opium is composed of roughly 12% morphine. And morphine is the narcotic. Okay? And because this comes from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, they're talking about how narcotics are prohibited in competition. Now, according to the World Anti-Doping Agency, morphine is a threshold substance, meaning that if you have a, you know, positive test, You'll have positive tests if the level is greater than 1.3 micrograms per milliliter, so it doesn't take a lot. So they say research shows that morphine and codeine can sometimes be detected in the urine up to 48 hours after ingestion of poppy seeds. So if you have a muffin, cake, bagel, see, I tell you where I get, okay, this is what bothers me. There'll be some sort of a coffee cake. And somebody would be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, would you like some coffee cake? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So, feed me. So you grab it, and there's all these black dots in there. And I'm like, what are these? They're like, oh, they're poppy seeds. You know, but you hardly taste them because it's, you know, hidden and obscured by the cake. But if you have a drug test that week, you could be screwed. So you guys hear that? 2 days of eating a poppy seed bagel, you could fail your drug test. They say even though most of the opium is removed from the poppy seeds during processing, usually more than 90%, in some cases the seeds sold for use in food still have a significant amount of opium. Hence, morphine. You're taking it. The amount of morphine residue left on the seeds depends on how well the poppy seeds are cleaned and processed. And that varies depending on the country the seeds are from and how and when they are harvested. So, how often does this happen? It is rare. Oh, it happened in Seinfeld. What was it, Seinfeld? Where Elaine was like, you know, failed drug test because she had a poppy seed bagel? So where did some of this come from? Well, I found a study back in 1991. So I was a young one there then, okay? And basically they looked at the possible contribution of poppy seed foods to positive opiate urinalysis results, especially from foods available in the Pacific Rim area. And it had become an issue for the U.S. Army Forensic Toxicology Drug Testing Lab in Hawaii. So what they did is they had seven different poppy seed food products that were consumed by males and females, and then they collected urine samples. Because, you know, they wanted to know if females are different than males. They collected them at 24 hours or 72 hours. Specimens were evaluated using the Roche Abuscreen Radioimmunoassay. I used to do some immunoassay work in the EPA in the early 90s, roughly same year, actually, 1991. And they found in this study that all bagels, muffins, and rolls did not contain sufficient quantities of poppy seeds to give rise to positive opiate specimens, according to the Department of Defense. Although a number of specimens were positive on the National Institute of Drug Abuse cutoff levels. They said, however, now get this, ingestion of poppy seed streusel or Danish pastries led to confirmed morphine and codeine positive specimens, irrespective of what the DOD or the NIDA used for cutoff values. And they found additional amounts of codeine. Notice how people love streusel, the Germans. I come from a German family, and oh my God, streusel was like their favorite dessert. I'm like, chocolate cake, please. But now everybody was like strudel and streusel, and I don't know the difference between streusel and strudel, because we would have strudel. That's okay. They say the findings argue against the unqualified application of previously published quantitative guidelines for eliminating poppy seed ingestion as a possible cause for positive opiate urinalysis results. So back in the 90s, what they basically came up with is, yeah, you could test positive, but it depends on the cutoff, and it also depends on the dessert. So should pregnant women avoid poppy seeds? Maybe right before they give birth, just in case. The problem is we got to be very careful with this because now everybody failing a drug test will say, sorry, I had a poppy seed bagel. And you're like, no, you didn't. They're like, yep, I did. So, I don't know, but I think now the poppy seed companies are going to go down in stock if nobody wants to, you know, fail drug tests. The 1-877 not selling.
Maybe not today. Maybe not. not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States won't back down. The president is on his way to Louisiana, and he's vowing to continue negotiating from a position of strength when it comes to trade talks with China.
A lot of money is being made by the United States, and a lot of strength is being shown. This has never happened to China before. Our economy is fantastic. Theirs is not so good.
Tiger Woods is speaking out after being sued for the death of an employee at a restaurant he owns in Jupiter, Florida.
We're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible night, a terrible ending, and just we feel bad for him and his entire family.
The parents of 24-year-old Nicholas Eimsberger are suing the Woods restaurant and Woods after their son drank alcohol just before he was killed in a single car crash back in December. The suit alleges that Woods and other employees knew Eimsberger had a drinking problem but would regularly overserve him. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I thought we were going to have a free, like, a respite from Anthony Weiner news. Anthony Weiner is back in the news. Why? Because he's back on the streets. Anthony Weiner's a free man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The man that basically put Donald Trump into office, honestly, because if it wasn't for him, right, Comey wouldn't have had to send that letter to Congress saying, whoa, 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 we found new emails on Hillary Clinton. So, you know, he basically saved the presidency, but he's Anthony Weiner. And we got to talk about this. Okay. So basically, he was released from federal prison, okay, in Massachusetts after serving 15 months for sexting a 15-year-old girl. But then he had to spend several months in a re-entry center in the Bronx. So the disgraced former New York lawmaker, who actually I think also tried to go for mayor, has left the halfway house in the Bronx. He told reporters that he's glad to be getting back with his family. Now, he has had multiple sexting scandals. Apparently, he loves taking pictures of himself in the sidelights. But apparently, his conduct drew the attention of law enforcement officials when he used graphic and obscene language to ask the teen to show her naked body and touch herself, according to prosecutors. Again, 15-year-old girl. Wiener was designated a level one sex offender by a judge that month. Now, that's the lowest level. He will have to register for 20 years, but will only have to give an approximate address where he lives now that he's out of prison. The former congressman, most recently ran for mayor in 2013, did receive less than 5% of the vote when the sexting allegation surfaced. Who then voted for him? That kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. So really quickly here, what do the different levels of sex offenders mean? Level one is the least, I guess, serious. And from what I'm seeing here, now this is coming from, I'll talk to you about what he has to deal with in New York. But in terms of definitions of sex offender, this comes from King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. And how they defined a level one sex offender, who are the lowest risk for reoffense, they are individuals that normally have not exhibited predatory type characteristics. They have, and he though has, but most have successfully participated or are participating in approved sex offender treatment programs. Many are first time offenders. They say you could call law enforcement to ask about a specific individual if you suspect they might be a sex offender. But the law does not mandate community notification. So what is a level two sex offender? Those would be considered a level two sex offender because of the nature of their crimes, lifestyle, drugs and alcohol use, other criminal activity may influence their potential to reoffend. So let's say Anthony Wiener, if he doesn't do drugs and alcohol and stuff like that, he might be less likely to be as impulsive. Yet somebody who is having trouble rehabbing from that would probably be put at a level two. They say these individuals often have more than one victim and or took advantage of a position of trust or authority, such as a teacher, coach, clergy, or babysitter. So a lot more of an intent. Now, I'm not saying what Anthony Wiener did was not as bad, okay? You know, the state classified him as a level one. But if you're having trouble understanding the difference, when you're a teacher or a coach, these kids are trapped. You know, clergy, you feel emboldened to that person, babysitter, and they don't have a lot of opportunity to say no. Whereas this, even though technically he is, you know, it was wrong. This was a girl on you know, Facebook or Twitter or whatever that engaged with them. She could leave at any time. Okay, so that's kind of the difference there. And then if you're a level three sex offender, you pose a very high risk to reoffend within the community at large. They have prior sex crime convictions as well as other criminal convictions. They have predatory characteristics. They may seek out victims unknown, right, to the offender. These individuals may have used violence in their crime. These individuals may have refused or failed to complete approved sex offender treatment programs. So according to Washington law, yeah, it looks like he would fall under a level one. So now with New York, what does that mean for him? So Anthony Wiener is out. Okay, so by the way, the Sex Offender Registration Act took place back in 1996. Now, there's been a lot of changes, but I guess sex offender laws and statutes kind of have been a more recent thing, you know, in terms of, okay, if you did this, you need to register. So anyone who was on parole or probation or incarcerated for a sex offense since 1996 must register as a sex offender in the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services. And offenders convicted of a sex offense on or after that date or sentenced to probation, local jail or state prison after their date must register upon returning to the community. Any offender who has moved to New York from another state has to register within 10 days. So if you're a sex offender from Iowa or Illinois and you decide to move to New York, you have 10 days. They also have the three levels, 1, 2, and 3. As a general rule, the sentencing court will determine an offender's risk level, which is what they did with Wiener. And they say when an incarcerated offender is said to be released into the community, the Board of Examiners of Sex Offenders will evaluate the case and provide a risk level recommendation to the court. The court will hold a risk level hearing and assign a level. And there are three designations that may also be assigned to the sex offender. You could be called a sexual predator, a sexually violent offender, or a predicate sex offender. So there's even sub-labels you could get. So what is a sexual predator? So a sexual predator is an offender who has been convicted of a sexually violent offense as defined by their Section 168A correction law. They suffer from a mental abnormality or personality disorder that makes him or her likely to engage in predatory sexually violent offenses. And just one time is enough to do it. So you start asking a minor to touch themselves for you, that's all it takes. You know? What does a sexually violent offender mean? Well, that's somebody who has been convicted of a sexually violent offense as defined, so that could also be assault. And what is a predicate sex offender? Somebody who has been, they don't go into detail, convicted of a sex offense when the offender has been previously convicted of a sex offense, so like a repeater. Now, how long do you stay on the registry? 20 years. So what, Wiener's in his late 40s or 50s? Yeah. So he's going to be there for a while. Yet, if you are a violent offender, sexual predator, some may also be registered for life. And then what do the offenders have to do? So they have to report annually where they live by signing and returning an annual verification form. They have to notify the department in writing of a new address. They have to have current photographs taken. Well, I'm sure they could get his photographs on Twitter. I'm sorry, this isn't funny. If they decide to go back to school or work or whatever, they have to provide in writing their internet service providers, internet screen names, and address verification, etc. They have to report employment if you're level 2, level 3, etc. So people can move, you know, if you're a sex offender. Can you work as a school bus driver? Most no. You know, they have a lot of other breakdowns of this, which is interesting. But it's sad, you know. I mean, he obviously has an illness. And, you know, hopefully he's overcome that. And, an attraction to young girls is not allowed. And he really got himself in trouble, and he ruined his life, but then again he ruined other people's lives. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We just did get some breaking news. I wish we didn't. Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show has just passed. 85 years old. Tim Conway just, watching him and Harvey Korman and Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence, I mean, you know, when you see comedians from your past that you just fell in love with and
you know, made you laugh, and it was comedy that was kind of different. Comedy, it's amazing how entertainment has changed over the years. And unfortunately, in the 90s, late 80s and 90s, it started to get more, I don't want to use the word dirty, but comedy later evolved into, well, can we do more shock? Can we, you know, use more curse words and, you know, et cetera? And I mean, I remember the movies in the 70s and 80s when there would be a four-letter word. I mean, oh my gosh, people laughed and it was like the funniest thing ever. And, you know, it was such a shock. And I mean, now TV shows, just regular TV shows on network television has it. And so when I see somebody like Tim Conway Jr., may he rest in peace, you know, and some of their old skits, how they can make you laugh without one dirty word. I mean, maybe there were innuendos and things like that. It shows the talent that people had. Apparently, he suffered from complications of normal pressure hydrocephalus. Never had dementia or Alzheimer's. And so having a pressure from the fluid in the brain. He survived by his wife, 35 years, stepdaughter, 6 biological children, 2 granddaughters. Many of you know Tim Conway Jr. You hear him on the radio in L.A. I'm a big fan of his as well. But Tim Conway, you know, passed at age 85. He would have characters like the oldest man, Mr. Ted Ball, and it was, you know, he won Golden Globe Awards, Emmy Awards. And it was just, you know, entertainment these days. Now, mind you, okay, there's a lot of things. I think we have some amazing entertainers out there. Like, okay, Key and Peele. I mean, I could watch them for hours. Oh, there's this guy. Oh, my son knows the name. There's this guy. Oh, my gosh. He's a comedian. It's dirty, though, because he uses a lot of foul language. But he... basically, he's in a studio. I can't think of his name, and he is hilarious. He's got a beard. You know, he's a little chunky, but he sits there with somebody else who's bald, and they'll, like, tell stories while eating hot sauce. And he'll talk about, you know, his quest to Europe or to Amsterdam or whatever, and I can't really repeat a lot of these because, again, it's pretty... you know, they're pretty graphic, what he says. But the interesting twist that he has is he's telling the story like he's being interviewed. And sometimes in a rush because of the hot sauce, I need to find this. And I apologize, I'm not doing him any justice. Mark, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't think of his name. And, you know, when you see people... try to create new ways to make you laugh. You got to give them credit. I'm not bagging on comedians that make you, you know, that use curse words like Richard Pryor. Didn't Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy get a talking to by Bill Cosby? Do you guys remember that? I think Bill Cosby, it might have been a joke, but I think, you know, Bill Cosby had told Eddie Murphy to, you know, clean things up a little bit. And Eddie Murphy, like, responded, you know, with something a little bit bad. Hold on a second. I got to pull up this guy's name. Okay, and I got to be very, very careful because I don't want any, words coming. We got to, but I just have to introduce you guys to this one because this was pretty interesting. Hold on a second. Bert Kreischer. Okay, yeah, whoa. Bert Kreischer and Joe Rogan. Okay. Yeah, apparently when he was 20s, he backpacked through Europe and had, you know, some experiences. He's had some experiences in Russia, experiences in Amsterdam, and he's just a regular guy. Seinfeld, the comedy of Seinfeld, one of the best, very clean. Yeah, they had to have a little bit of, they had to kind of overstep some lines, like, you know, the master of my domain and, you know, the episode where there was, they couldn't tell if the girl's Jamie Kurtz, I think. I forget who the actress was, if her breasts were real. So, yeah, they did overstep the lines and a lot of, you know, jokes on sex. But overall, it was still clean. It was still something that could be on network TV. And, you know, what comedians have to do, I've never really gone into comedy. You're like, well, no wonder. Okay, no, I could be funny. I've done a little stand-up. But it's really hard to do an all-clean routine. You can. It just it takes more work. It takes more effort. It takes a lot of effort. And in radio, I think a lot of radio hosts out there probably have more talent than they're given credit for because the FCC prevents you from, you know, saying a lot of things. You know, I mean, a lot of us would love to Howard Stern, and mind you, I'm a fan of Howard Stern, huge fan of Howard Stern. But, you know, like, when I do radio, there is so much I can't say. You know, and so trying to be comical and talk about some of the, you know, things that happen and be, and not hold back is a challenge. And you have to work harder. You have to work a lot harder. You know, so, Tim Conway, again, that's why we started this, has passed away at the age of 85. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's talk about E. coli. We got an outbreak in 10 states now. Almost 200 people are affected. 28 have been hospitalized. Nobody's died. But there is a 19% increase over the last month. And at least two companies have had to recall ground beef products. But officials warn that contaminated food could still be in stores. So Grant Park Packing in Franklin Park, Illinois, has recalled 53,200 pounds of raw ground beef. I guess many of the residents have been affected in Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, Virginia, and Tennessee. And it was E. coli. Now, E. coli, as you know, about 69 have been reported in Kentucky. As you know, E. coli is bacteria found in human and animal intestines. So that means somehow fecal matter is getting, you know, into this food. Most strains are harmless. A lot of us eat E. coli and we're fine. But some are pathogenic. And some of those release toxins. You can get stomach cramps, diarrhea, you can even go into kidney failure. They say the bacteria can also be transmitted through contaminated water. So, if you're pregnant, newborn, older, elderly, you have a weakened immune system, you have to be careful. They want you to wash your hands really well, wash fruits and vegetables. You could have E. coli. Wasn't there E. coli on lettuce the other year or last year? So E. coli, contaminated water, gets on the lettuce. And if you don't wash that lettuce off, it was romaine lettuce. You got to cook your meat thoroughly, avoid cross-contamination food preparation. And look, I know the best burger is the one that's pink on the inside. I do not like gray burgers. I like my burgers medium. Maybe I'll go medium well, but I like a medium. Why? Because the meat is softer. When it's pinker and it's not as dry, it's moister, juicier. The problem is, that's where you kind of get the bugs. Just like a steak. I love steak when it's medium. But the longer you cook it, the less of a chance you have of getting sick. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.